Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news offering, the Asian Development Bank has been selected as the financial advisor on an estimated $120 million South Tangerang waste management plant in Indonesia. Over on our third-party news track service in the project and export space, the Export-Import Bank of the United States has approved three transactions, including two that would utilize its COVID-19 economic recovery measures. US Exim's Board of Directors approved a transaction to facilitate the authorization of $450 million of insurance coverage on letters of credit issued by the Trade Bank of Iraq for the purchase of goods and services from the US. Photowatio Renewable Ventures and Natixis have closed on a non-recourse project financing of the 138-megawatt San Servan solar project located in Solana de los Barros in Spain. And EDF has announced a €2.4 billion inaugural Oceans Vertis Green Bond offering due 2024. Over in the commodity finance space, US-based Reliance Steel and Aluminium has entered into an amended and restated $1.5 billion five-year unsecured revolving credit facility that will replace its existing credit agreement. Australia-headquartered Theta Gold Mines has appointed Mitford Mundell as CEO. And Olivia, the largest grain trader and oilseed crusher in Bulgaria, has acquired the Kaliakra plant in Dubrovnik in a deal worth more than $2.3 million. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Singapore-based fintech startup Thuyns, which operates a global B2B cross-border payments network, has raised $60 million in the latest Series B funding round. New York-based digital payment platform Payoneer has unveiled a new program aimed at allowing financial institutions help businesses with cross-border payments. And businesses in Albania are set for better access to finance thanks to a risk-sharing facility of up to €50 million, signed by the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development and Raiffeisen Bank Albania. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.